Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, your daily dose of knowledge from Wikipedia's finest articles. The featured article for Friday, November 1, 2024 is William de Roz, 6th Baron Roz. William de Roz, 6th Baron Roz, circa 1370, November 1, 1414, was a medieval English nobleman, politician and soldier. The second son of Thomas de Roz, 4th Baron Roz, and Beatrice Stafford, William inherited his father's feudal barony and estates, with extensive lands centered on Lincolnshire, in 1394. Shortly afterwards, he married Margaret, daughter of John Fitzalan, 1st Baron Arundel. The Fitzalan family, like that of de Roz, was well connected at the local and national level. They were implacably opposed to King Richard II, and this may have soured Richard's opinion of the young de Roz. The late 14th century was a period of political crisis in England. In 1399, Richard II confiscated the estates of his cousin, Henry Bolingbroke, Duke of Lancaster, and exiled him. Bolingbroke invaded England several months later, and de Roz took his side almost immediately. Richard's support had deserted him. De Roz was alongside Henry when Richard surrendered his throne to the invader, who became King Henry IV. De Roz later voted in the House of Lords for the former king's imprisonment. De Roz benefited from the new Lancastrian regime, achieving far more than he had ever done under Richard. He became an important aide and counselor to King Henry and regularly spoke for him in Parliament. He also supported Henry in his military campaigns, participating in the invasion of Scotland in 1400 and assisting in the suppression of the rebellion of Richard Scrope, Archbishop of York, 5 years later. In return for his loyalty to the new regime, de Roz received extensive royal patronage. This included lands, grants, wardships, and the right to arrange the ward's marriages. De Roz performed valuable service as an advisor and ambassador, perhaps most importantly to Henry, who was often in a state of near penury. De Roz was a wealthy man, and regularly loaned the crown large amounts of money. Important as he was in government and the regions, de Roz was unable to avoid the tumultuous regional conflicts and feuds which were rife at this time. In 1411 he was involved in a land dispute with a powerful Lincolnshire neighbor, and narrowly escaped an ambush. He sought and received redress in Parliament. Partly because of de Roz's restraint and not seeking the severe penalties available to him, he was described by a 20th century historian as a particularly wise and forbearing figure for his time. King Henry IV died in 1413. De Roz did not long survive him, and played only a minor role in government during the last year of his life. He may have been out of favor with the new king, Henry V. As Prince of Wales, Henry had fallen out with his father a few years before, and de Roz had supported Henry IV over his son. De Roz died in Belvoir Castle on November 1, 1414. His wife survived him by 24 years. His son and heir, John, was still a minor. John later fought at Agincourt in 1415 and died childless in France in 1421. The barony of de Roz was then inherited by William's second son, Thomas, who also died in military service in France, 7 years after his brother. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 8:39 UTC on Friday, November 8, 2024. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for William de Roz, 6th Baron Roz. This podcast uses content from Wikipedia under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit our archives at wikioftheday.com and subscribe to stay updated on new episodes. Follow us on Mastodon at wikioftheday at masto.ai. Also check out Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast. Until next time, I'm Standard Matthew.